Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio app and Devil Radio website. Download our app. Go to the Apple Google Store and download our app. You know something? Or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. You can sit there and listen to it 24/7 whenever you want, your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, throwing our elections into doubt, attacking our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice, much strongest voice against that. So thank you very much. And while you're at it, it just occurred to me, you know, we're right yesterday, I think it was the solstice. The sun is starting its slow journey back from Argentina, from the South Pole. It's going to start getting lighter every day now. Instead of being dark at 4:30, before you know it, it'll be light at 8:30. So this is all good. The light is coming back. Daylight will slowly increase. Love this time of the year. Love the Christmas season, but I love this time of year. Well, there was a very, in my view, scandalous thing that occurred in the state legislature. And you might say, well, what's new, Matt? What's new, Matt? Gerrymandered. But this goes beyond that. There is a joint committee for employment relations in the Senate, in the state legislature. It's a joint committee for employment relations. They pass on raises. They pass on raises to employees, government employees. They just issued a decision raising the wages of all the district attorneys in the state, except one, the 72 counties in the state. They gave raises to 71. The one they didn't give a raise to was John Chisholm, the DA of Milwaukee County, with the toughest job in law enforcement, toughest job in criminal law, toughest job among the prosecutors. I know John Chisholm personally. He's a man of unnegotiable integrity, ramrod straight, former Army officer. He's a prosecutor's prosecutor, one of the most honest people I've ever met. We're very, very lucky to have him. He's the best DA in the state, one of the best in the country, one of the best in the history of Milwaukee County. Has a very, very large office, a lot of the smaller offices, and God bless them, but they may have one assistant DA. Chisholm runs a very large law office because this is a metropolitan area and there are a lot of criminal offenses and they have to deal with them. The decision to deny him a raise was 8-0. That's very concerning to me because it's a joint committee and includes people from the Democratic Party, includes the leadership. So at least two Democrats voted against giving John Chisholm a raise. Why? Why did they do that? There's a couple of layers to it. The ostensible reason, the reason on the surface, was because a junior prosecutor in his office had requested a bail of $1,000 for the murderer in the Waukesha Christmas parade. This is a guy who had a long history of domestic violence. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people in Milwaukee and other metropolitan areas that have long histories, that, at least the ones that come before the DA, of domestic violence. And the decision is made, you don't put all of them in jail beforehand because we don't have the jail facilities to do it. In this particular case, John Chisholm reviewed it and said she made a mistake. This junior prosecutor made a mistake. Guy came out, guy was let out. And when he came out, he was out in Waukesha. Cops wanted to talk to him. He panicked and he decided to, they weren't chasing him. And he went into the parade route and killed six people. Disgusting, the murderer. Going to go to jail for life. But the fact of the matter is, John Chisholm stood tall and he said, this was a mistake. I am going to review all of our procedures. One of the differences between the federal and the federal system has a provision that sets bail for two reasons. One is to make sure the defendant shows up the next time for a hearing. The other one is based on his danger. Chisholm is putting that into this office as well, even though that has historically not been the standard for state bail. But in this case, the risk assessment had not been prepared yet when that junior assistant DA had to go into court. And so she simply doubled his prior bail, which had been a small amount because of a domestic violence arrest. Now, on that basis, the Republicans are trying to make an example out of Chisholm, and you'd think, well, the fact is, we don't know Chisholm, so we'll have to listen to this. Well, let me tell you something. I know Chisholm, and there's more to it than this. Chisholm was one of the people who investigated Scott Walker. Scott Walker violated the law. There was a law at the time that said you can't coordinate with an independent committee that gives you a lot of money. The only reason they can give you a lot of money is because they're not coordinating with you. There's plenty of evidence that Walker had coordinated, and that's a felony. And Chisholm went after it. Chisholm went after it. He would have done it with a Democrat, too. Chisholm runs as a Democrat, but as a matter of fact, when it comes to prosecution, he's scrupulously independent. And what the Republicans then did was to save Walker's sorry behind was to change the law to say, yeah, you can coordinate. So retroactively, they ratified it. But they've been out for Chisholm ever since. I got news for the Republican Party. You come in, you want a piece of Chisholm, you want a piece of me and the Democratic Party in Milwaukee County, put up one of your hacks. Put up one of your hacks. The guy's not going to get Schneider. The guy won't get Schneider, whoever it is. But I'm not at all pleased that two Democrats voted not to give Chisholm a race. What they were trying to avoid was right-wing broadcasts. Oh, they gave a raise to this guy. The broadcast is not, the ads aren't going to be, oh, they gave a raise to the guy who tried to go after Walker for committing a felony, and the Republicans saved Walker by changing the law to ratify his felonious conduct. They're not going to say that. They're not going to say that the chair of this committee is Chris Kapenga of Brookfield, the bobby pin to Thor's hammer. He's the guy that sucked up to Trump and said, Mr. Trump, you are Thor's hammer to my bobby pin, and I wear socks with your picture on it. That's Chris Kapenga. People that vote for him, he's a degraded individual. People who vote for him deserve what they get. He's also the guy that was going to deny a raise to the trade unions, to carpenters and electricians and others. Oh, really? And you might say, well, after Act 10, they stabbed the trade unions and there's no union. But these are trade union people who work for the state of Wisconsin. You know, they work on public buildings, University of Wisconsin buildings, government buildings, prisons. He didn't want them to get any raise. They were going to get a raise of under 2%, 1.75 or 8%. And it wasn't going to take effect till 2025. And he said that was too much. That was a waste. This is the guy. He didn't want to give any raises. And now they're trying to make a spectacle of John Chisholm. Let me give you some of the background on that. The Democratic Party has to step up. In John Chisholm, you have one of the best prosecutors in the country in a very tough jurisdiction. The initial response from Evers and the state people was, oh, well, there's been no complaint filed yet. What kind of response is that? Milwaukee has a million people, the county, a million people. You think you say something like that, some guy isn't going to pop up out of the weeds? A pair of beady eyes pop up out of the weeds? Well, they did. A guy named Orville Seymour. Orville Seymour has been an activist on the right for 20 years. Always attacking the Democrats. So he files a complaint and he has six co-signers, but they didn't put their addresses down because they're ashamed of even being publicly associated with this. And the Republican Party is chicken. The GOP put out a press release, and what they did was they didn't mention Chisholm. They're afraid of Chisholm for a very good reason. They're afraid of Chisholm because he's very good and very honest. And one of their hacks who tries to run against him is going to be destroyed. So you go, Evers has got to do more to combat crime. Oh, really? Everybody should do more to combat crime. The Republican Party should join with the Democrats and get into the root of January 6th, the people that attacked and beat up police officers. Woman got trampled to death, another woman got shot, guys got killed. How about that? How about getting to the root of criminality here in Milwaukee, all the Republican Party does is attack Milwaukee. The Republican Party now wants to put the Democratic mayors of Green Bay and Madison in jail. And they deny a raise, the district attorney in Milwaukee, and they attack him, but it's very passive aggressive. They're afraid. Kapenga's afraid. He doesn't belong in the same room. Not in the same room as John Chisholm. Not in the same room. So that's where you have it. Unfortunately, Chisholm doesn't get a raise, but you know something? He doesn't care about money. I mean, this guy, he said, no, they can do whatever they want, but they're not beating me. I am going to go tall for Milwaukee, and he is going to be the DA for a long, long time, unless he gets promoted somehow, which would be a great thing too. But we're very, very lucky. You can't put a hack. You can't just put any Republican hack in here. You just can't do that. Have them screw this up big time. So I've had my say. We're approaching a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. It's important that you get through. But on the Chisholm matter, I simply am going to leave it at this. I know this man. I know him to have unimpeachable integrity, unnegotiable integrity. Very, very, you'll never meet a more honest guy, more straightforward guy. And for the Republican Party to chip away, chip away, chip away, jail the mayor of Green Bay, jail the mayor of Madison, they would have said jail the mayor of Milwaukee, except that Barrett is going to be an ambassador, and he was confirmed by the Senate, and certainly at that point by a Senate committee. Now he's been confirmed by the full Senate. And they figure, okay, we'll wait and see who comes in, and then we'll attack his successor on either racial, gender, identity, politics grounds. This is a concerted attack. It's a concerted attack. I'm very disappointed that the Democratic leadership joined in this charade to not give Evers a raise. He deserves a raise. All the other DAs deserve it too. So do the trades, carpenters and electricians. They deserve more than even Kapenga tried to screw them out of, because they're limited to 2%, because there are no unions in the state, because the gerrymandered legislature put in right to work. Stay in the line. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back right after the break. Don't you know you?